Welcome to the Daily News Podcast with host Daniel Beard.
Hello and welcome to the Daily News Podcast. I'm your host, Daniel Beard, and I'm one of the editors of the Daily News. Today, we welcome Mark Till. He's the editor of our Repertoire magazine. Mark, welcome.
Hello, Daniel. Thanks for having me on.
Mark, during these difficult times, we're here to discuss your blog on repertoiremag.com about the FDA's letter to healthcare providers last week regarding surgical mask and gown conservation strategies and the possible reuse of personal protective equipment, or PPE. Mark, as this global COVID-19 pandemic has reached the U.S., what is the FDA's recommendation on PPE usage for healthcare providers?
Well, Daniel, it's no surprise the FDA and others, of course, are predicting that, you know, the need for personal protective equipment like masks and gowns, it's going to outpace the supply during this outbreak. Mm-hmm. So in its March 11th letter, FDA did come out with some recommendations. But first of all and foremost, they said providers should resist the temptation to toss out all personal protective controls and procedures that they already have in place. But that said, they are suggesting we can loosen the reins a bit. And here's what I mean. They said that when in cases where supply levels are limited, but that limited supply may not have a significant impact on patient care or provider safety, they advise treating COVID patients who are maintained in a confined area. They say that healthcare workers may wear the same surgical mask. You know, so if it's multiple patients in a confined area, wear the same surgical mask going from patient to patient and remove only used gowns and gloves. That said, if the mask, gowns or gloves, anything becomes contaminated, replace it, throw it out and replace it. Now, in more severe cases where it's clear that the supply of masks or gowns exceeds, where the demand exceeds supply, the FDA is suggesting employing what they're calling crisis strategies. And there's three of them that I'm going to tell you about today. One is providers should not change the gown between treating COVID-19 patients if they are, again, in a confined area. That's assuming, of course, that the gown is not contaminated. If it is, throw it out. FDA is suggesting use surgical masks beyond their designated shelf life. So the manufacturer has designated shelf life. They say you can go beyond that in settings where there is a lower risk of transmission. And those will be non-surgical, events. And again, users should visibly inspect the product prior to use. If there's any problems, throw it out. And finally, FDA recommends that providers reuse surgical masks during caring for multiple patients during activities with a low risk of transmission. So, you know, dispensing medications, for example. So it's not hands-on patient care, but those other activities. So I should add one more thing, Daniel. That is, earlier this month, the FDA and the CDC approved the use of N95 respirators not currently regulated by the FDA for use on healthcare patients. So you might know that most N95s are used in industrial settings, construction and what have you. So theoretically, providers could go to the hardware store and get some N95s, but I checked out Home Depot a couple of days ago. They didn't have any available either. But nevertheless, that possibility remains. And again, anticipating a shortage of N95, which again are very, you know, this filters out about 95% of small airborne particles, so they're really effective. But anticipating a shortage, CDC is recommending that healthcare workers use a looser fitting surgical mask when caring for symptomatic patients, as long as those patients themselves are masked. So, mm-hmm. Daniel, before this week, officials had recommended that doctors and nurses treating coronavirus patients or suspected patients, they suggested always wearing an N95 mask. So they backed off that in anticipation of a shortage.
So with these recommendations during these critical times, Mark, is this going to put healthcare workers and patients in harm's way?
That's a good question. Last week, the Los Angeles Times had a report that some healthcare workers are indeed concerned, especially about these recommendations regarding replacing N95s with surgical masks. And as it turns out, they might have some good reason for concern. It's just this morning, the New York Times reported that two emergency medicine doctors one in New Jersey and one in Washington State are in critical condition as a result of the coronavirus. One of them is just in his 40s. This is a doctor at Evergreen Health Medical Center in Kirkland, which is, of course, where the whole thing started in the U.S. The other physician is a doctor in his 70s. He's in Paterson, New Jersey. Yeah, there is some reason for concern.
And what about PPE supply in general across the country during this pandemic? Are we already seeing these shortages?
Daniel, there's all kinds of information coming out, but one sector that is drawing more attention, and again, given the outbreak in Kirkland, you recall, I think there were 18 deaths at the one nursing home. So one sector that's drawing more attention is senior living. So Premier just released survey results, I think it was today, have found that more than two-thirds of senior living facilities in the U.S. are not able to obtain necessary N95 masks, face shields, and other personal protective equipment. Now, here's the thing. Premier points out that the healthcare distributors have placed hundreds of SKUs on allocation due to COVID-19. What they explain that allocations are typically set to match the customer's historic purchase volume. That's to prevent hoarding. Now, obviously, hospitals and health systems always order lots of PPE, but most senior living facilities don't because they don't perform as many critical care functions. So they may come up short when supplies are allocated. We'll just have to wait and see how that develops.
Well, and we are all doing our part during this critical time as we are all working from home right now. So thank you so much for joining us, Mark. We look forward to having you on as a regular guest of the Daily News podcast. Listeners, you can find Mark's blog on repertoiremag.com, and you can find the Daily News in your email inbox each and every day. Thank you so much, Mark, for joining us today, and we look forward to speaking to you in the near future.
Thanks, Daniel.